guys, what's up? It's me, Aarti, on the 90 day YouTube challenge, and I'm back after quite a break. Like I told you guys, I joined a TV project and I've been like on this crazy hectic schedule where I've hardly been getting sleep. So you know, getting up in the morning and getting this video done has been extremely difficult the last few days, but I'm back here continuing the whole thing ahead. So you know what was happening the last few days is basically there was a shortage of time and there were too many things in the whole day for me to accomplish, and I wasn't able to do anything properly. So that was something that I was battling with continuously. So these problems have been happening to me over the past few days, but what the amazing part that has been happening is whenever I encounter a problem, I immediately find a solution to it, either in like a post that I article that I read online or that a post that I see on Instagram. And that's exactly what happened last night. Like, I was sitting and figuring out how to, you know, exactly do my job and also try and put a video a day, and I stumbled upon this article that said 5 ways to function more effectively, and each and every point made a lot of sense to me, and I'm kind of trying to live by it, and I thought, why not share it with you guys too. So here are the 5 ways to function more effectively. Number 1 is make a day plan. Now, making a plan of action for the day is my favorite thing to do. To-do lists are my favorites, okay? So if you guys have ever seen in the earlier videos, there would be post-its on the cupboard of mine behind. So I like putting down on post-its what I have to do, and the whole satisfaction that, you know, you get after ticking off the work that you've done is amazing. So yeah, making a plan of action for a day helps a lot because, you know, you have everything put down there and you know what is the stuff that you're supposed to do in a day. Number 2 is putting deadlines to those things. Now, a lot of time we put down a lot of things on chits, but you know, we procrastinate and push it to the next day and don't end up doing it. Aisa mat karo. Fir matlab post-it banane ka koi fayda hi nahi hua na. So putting a deadline onto the post-its is really important. I mean, onto your tasks. So you would exactly know by when do you have to finish a task, and so you will plan things accordingly. Like, I just knew that I had to finish this video before 10:30 in the morning because then I have to rush to work. So I've planned my day accordingly since I woke up in the morning, and I'm trying to do the exact same thing. Number 3 is give yourself enough time. Now, I think we live in an era of just rushing from one place to another, always being in one place and wanting to be in another. I think that's constantly happening to each one of us, and that can be like kind of overwhelming. So it's really important to, you know, be at one place at a time and like give yourself enough time to finish a task, because if you do not do that, I mean, you're not going to do that task wholeheartedly, and then if you're not doing it wholeheartedly, I think doing it just makes no sense altogether, right? So yeah, give yourself enough time to do things so you do them well, and that gives you more satisfaction. Number 4 is minimize your distractions. Now, we live in an era of continuous distractions. Like this thing, like the phone that I'm recording this video on right now, is the biggest distraction in my life, and I'm sure in most of our lives. I mean, you know, once you pick up the phone and once you go into one social media notification, and then you don't even know and you wasted 30 minutes there. So I think this is really important. What I've told myself is I'm going to, you know, give myself time in the morning and in the evening to check social media, and I am not going to go on to it altogether in any other part of the day, because it ends up wasting a lot of your time. Also, when I say distractions, I think it's not just social media. Suppose you have to get something done in the evening after work, then you have to ensure that, you know, you say no to that friend for a coffee, or you say no for that evening date, or, you know, that night of drinks with your friends. So you'll have to prioritize and say no in order to accomplish what you've planned for yourself for the day. So that's number 4. And number 5, the most important one, focus on what you can do right now. I think when there's a lot of things for us to do altogether, you know, we see a lot of things written down on chits, and there's too much to take, too much information to process, and then we get overwhelmed and we just stop functioning. We just shut down and do nothing. So that's not the way to go about it. You have to take one task at a time, and you have to focus on what you can do right now with what you have, rather than, you know, figuring, oh, this is not happening because that's not happening because... No, you just have to stop all of that and just do what you can do at that very moment, and that's going to simplify your life to another level. So these are the 5 things that will help you function very effectively, and I hope these I'm pretty much going to live by these things. I hope these things help you guys to have a productive day ahead too. On that note, I'm going to take off to work right now and see you guys tomorrow with something else. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.